Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is Barry White, your host for tonight. Just kidding, it's April Fools. Not yet. It's about midnight. You can start doing your April Fools, whatever you want to do. But isn't that so? The April Fool. Here again. What today? Today's folks, we're going to be doing, of course, what we always do, 9 at 9. We're going to be talking about 9 topics, 9 different topics. And we're going to break them down. The Great and Fair Noise, your host, is 9 o'clock in Wisconsin, Hills, Wisconsin, right in the Midwest. And tonight, actually, I'm going to be, first off, I'm going to be talking about, you know, tomorrow's going to be April 1st, actually. So it's be, you know, the April Fools. So you guys like to do that. I've been a victim of April Fool's joke, you know. But it wasn't, it was funny though. It was funny. But I don't have time to tell you guys, but it's one of those, like a prank, you know. Kind of a prank. Yeah, look at that. It's April Fool. I gotcha. Oh, yeah, whatever. All right, April Fool. So we go. Well, this is the thing that's been going around here in the news here about the April Fools. I don't know if it's going to be, I don't know if it's April Fool's joke or is it true or not. It's about the about the virus. Supposedly, a virus is going to go around that's coming tomorrow, actually. And we're first. What they call the Configure virus, which has quietly infected millions of computers worldwide, to herd them into the botnet of blank machines, will phone home for new instructions. And what it'll do to next anyone's guess, it could muster enough silicon firepower to take down any website on the planet, or send out enough spam to fill inboxes of every email user on Earth. What do you think about that? Fill my inboxes with spam. Isn't that like already happening? I don't know. Gmail has pretty big space there. I don't think you're gonna be able to fill those inboxes. But he says, continue on. It could offer itself up to the highest bidder, most likely an Eastern European cybercriminal. What, he's selling this or what? In this order, we could do what it's been doing for months, which is nothing. So this virus is supposed to be going out or spread tomorrow. And I believe it's going to be the biggest April Fool's joke. And you know what else is going to be an April, the biggest April Fool's joke? Remember that, what is it, Y2K? That's the biggest joke. Global warming, yeah. And now this computer meltdown is supposedly going on, supposedly to take effect tomorrow. It's called the Configure. And, you know, it doesn't hurt to protect yourself. You can just go in and Google Configure and it's going to be able to tell you why. And if you're worried, sleep on it. So the biggest mystery about Configure is the big question, why? What exactly it is that this bad guy, supposed creating this, are planning to do with it? What are they going to do? Let's take my co-host in here. Go ahead. What do you take on this?
Well, I have this thing called hardwire firewall, and the name of it is Alpha Shield. I actually got it off our website, my husband, my website, shoppingsuperhighway.com. And what my husband said about this specific hardwire firewall is it really good to have it, because in order for somebody to hack into your computer or our computer or put a virus in there, they actually, somebody has to physically be sitting at our computer to do that. Have you heard of anything about the Alpha Shield or anything like that that can help people? Like, it may be too late for tomorrow, but you know what I'm saying?
There's virtually unhackable. If it's plug and play, that means you just, it's not, you know, something you downloaded in your computer. I mean, it's, you know, they have to get physically and plug that and plug the computer in. But they're talking about to get through your computer or protect your data and all that. But no, they're talking about, you know, mass emails and shutting down the website on the planet. And it means, you know, hacking into their servers, their websites, and going from there. But I don't think it's going to affect those people that has those kind of you know, protections, like the plug and play, which is located, or, you know, the internet's actually going through the hardware, not the software. So, my take on that. My take on that is also, he's going to be the April Fool. That's nothing, you know.
Okay.
But it doesn't hurt to try and protect yourself, you know.
Right.
Well, you fall in the big, you know, if you just, we got you. I'm like, no, actually, thanks for raising the flag there, buddy. Because, you know, there's a lot of hackers and people who create viruses out there. That could, like, you know, to say, oh, let's make some virus. Or, you know, we've been working on a virus this for a couple of months. Let's send it through, or let's do that. You know, let's do that on April 1st. You know, there's... So, again, doesn't hurt to try. I mean, what if you were scared? If you got scared, if you got worried, you know, if you're worried, and if you're worried, then do something about it, you know.
Yeah.
So, what do you think the people is going to react if, let's say, hypothetically, nothing happened tomorrow? Let's say there's nothing. It's like, oh, look at that. I got, you know, it's just nothing but a hoax. April Fool. What do you
think
people
that, like,
think people would be mad?
Well, I think there would be two types of people. One that would scoff and say, I knew they couldn't do it. And then there would be people that says, praise God that they didn't go through with it. There's two types of people.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, I mean, April Fool is just like, you know, being punked by Astor Kutcher, you know. Oh, we got you. Punked,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but I don't think that people should rest even if they don't do it on April Fool's, because they might wait till the day after April Fool's. They might wait till the 3rd or the 4th. So I would still suggest somebody going to shoppingsuperhighway.com, type in the search bar Alpha Shield, and, you know, first of all, sign up as preferred customer so they can get MA rewards. Perhaps for getting that Alpha Shield, because with some of our partner stores, you can get earn points and pretty soon be able to earn, like, MA cash to purchase products that we can directly provide for people.
Well, they said, yeah, that's good, because they're saying this is a D-Day for Conficker. Exactly. It's what the name of the virus is. Conficker.
Okay.
Conficker. Ficker. And it looks like it's going to be activated tomorrow.
Okay.
And they say what happens? They're like, no, not this. Actually, in a couple of hours, and it's midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, what's happened in minutes is going to be a mystery. Will it turn millions of infected computers into spam-sending zombie robots? Or would it start capturing everything you type, like passwords, credit card numbers, etc., and send that information back to its master? Again, you know, do you need protections? You can't just go online without protection. Again, they're trying to say, no one knows. Maybe just this is just like an April's biggest April Fool. Apparently, like, corporates and people that that have good knowledge about viruses and computer hacks and stuff like that are, you know, taking the precautionary steps. So, and it's scheduled to go live on April 1st. But they said, but whoever's controlling it could choose not to wreak havoc, but instead to absolutely do nothing and wait for a time when there's less heat. So apparently someone went, you know, I don't know, maybe that's just something like, it's just a made-up story or, you know, something that not true. So that's, so they're turning off your PC. Actually will not protect your computer from the worm. Yeah, so it's when you plug in, once this is, you know, again, that's what they're trying to say, so.
If you leave your computer off tomorrow all day, then Thursday you turn it on, it will be there.
Yeah, so they don't even know, because it's a malware, so your computer... Computer malware and viruses and that could have been, it could be in your computer already. That's what they're trying to say. They just, you know, maybe a sleeper and just trying to wake up and do some massive damage on your computer. Not worry not, you know, do about your business. If you have nothing to worry about, do a backup thing, you know. Let's say you do, you know, if something happens to your credit card, keep an eye on your credit card. Call the credit card company right away. You know, protect yourself at all times. Just like, you know, going to the restaurant. I mean, you have to protect yourself. You know, you're giving away, you're handing out your credit card and information and all that. And so I don't know. So let's move on. That's the bottom line, is just we'll wait, you know, see what really things happen. But I'm just saying that, you know, I'm we're well protected here. So, all right. Actress, but an actress named Angie Harmon. We're jumping on from that virus to this virus. Angie Harmon is an actress, saying that she's not afraid to come out and say she doesn't like how President Obama is handling the job. However, she's sick of having to defend herself from being deemed as a racist. Who is calling her racist? Actually, it's probably critics. It's probably people that, you know, Obama backers and liberals and Democrats. You know, she said, quote, "Here's my problem with this. I'm just going to come out and say it. If I have something to say against Obama, it's not because I'm a racist. It's because I don't like what he's doing as a president, and anybody should be able to feel that way. But what I found now is that if you say something or anything against him, you're called a racist." End quote. That's what Harmon told Rose. That's what she told Thursday on a Los Angeles lunch of the new ILS growing formula, Lattes or something. So she said that. So you continue on, quote, "But it has nothing to do with it. I don't care what color he is. I'm just not crazy about what he's doing, and I heard all about this, and he's going to do a change. So okay, I'm still dressing for a recession over here, buddy." She said, "And we've got unemployment at all time. Here's my take on this." It's just went on and on. So some people calling her racist because she's coming out saying that she doesn't like or dislike President Obama's running or handling this job. Here's a couple things in here. And I'm not saying I like, you know, I don't hate President Obama, because I do not hate, but I do, yeah, I agree with Angie Harmon. I dislike what he does. Well, what he believes, the fundamental beliefs as a president, as a leader of this free nation. Now, you know, waiting and asking and saying that, you know, see, he hasn't done anything when it comes to fixing the economy. My thing I have to say is just kind of a little too early for that. You know, I don't know how long he's been in office, but it, you know, you got to give him some time. If he's going to stick with his promise, You know, you got to give him some time. I mean, I will give him the benefit of the doubt. However, and it's just like I said, I didn't vote for Obama. So I don't hate him. I don't, you know, I just don't like what he believes. What do you think is N.J. Harmon saying? And, you know, did you vote for Obama?
No. I didn't vote for him, but I know I have to respect him because Bible says so. So I don't want to say nothing negative about him. However, you just have to pray for him, you know?
I mean, Right.
Him, but for the nation. I mean, I don't know. Supposedly the president doesn't have the power to do what we think they have a power to do, such as, like, you know, banning abortions and such. You know, but I know President Bush at least tried to ban some kind of abortion, though he didn't tear down all, you know, so-called, high places. He kept some high places there if he had the power, you know. But my opinion is that, is she doing that, like, for a publicity stunt?
I don't know. It doesn't really say who's calling her a racist, but if people calling her a racist because of what she believes, I mean, that's just ridiculous. It's just, it's unfair. You know, I'm not white. I'm a Filipino, and I'm,
Like somebody doesn't mean they're a racist. I mean, it should go both ways. If somebody don't like, if a black person doesn't like a white person, no matter who that white person is, well, now the black person is racist, you know?
She doesn't,
can't just be balance, you know? I mean, it's gotta have balance, can't be an unequal weight there, you know? I mean, as black people could be racist, too. I'm not saying they are, but I'm saying black people.
And African American voted for Obama just because of the color of his skin. That's racist. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's based on race, and actually we're all the same race. I mean, people need to realize that we're all the same race. I mean, we just have different color of pigmentation in our skin.
Well, scientifically, that's what they say, yeah.
In our blood.
But,
based upon where our ancestors are from. That's the way it is. No matter what people think, that's just the way it is. You know, we're all human race. We're all human.
Right. I'm not defending Barack Obama on anyway, and I'm not, being on... what I'm saying is just like what she's. If someone called her a racist because of what she stands, what she believes, I mean that's ridiculous. You know that's and if she's saying she's just doing this for a publicity stunt, I mean it's ridiculous. So we don't know that's the story on that. Now, let me go jump into another segment here because I know that's just been. That's been beat up, you know. Hold on just a second. Let me go into my next segment. Here we go. Now, Google. You know, Google is like as big as a galaxy. Google. You know, there's this internet giant Google. Apparently, they came out with this, they called a Google Earth or a street view on a Google Earth, you know. And apparently, there's a furious British wife, and she had called for a divorce, to divorce her husband. After spotting her husband's car parked outside another woman's house on Google Street. You know, I don't know if you've ever been there, go try out Google's, you know, go to Google and go to Maps and then go click Street View and you should be able to view your street, you know, if it's available. So she saw a Range Rover while using the Internet Giant's new Street View service to snoop on a female's friend's home. So the husband had claimed that he was away on business, but his missus recognizes SUV immediately because of his blinged up hubcaps. So the love cheat is not only has been strapped by Google's controversial a new 360-degree photo search, which covers 25 cities and towns and throughout Britain. So that's actually they upgraded that. Yeah, that's been upgraded. I thought it was just like a street view, but yeah, there's a 360-degree photo search. So top media lawyer Mark Steffen says, quote, I was talking about the Range Rover case when another divorce lawyer came up to say his firm was dealing with the same sort of thing. People are getting caught up on Google. I suspect the husband's lawyer will claim it was invasions of privacy that were causing his marriage in Range Rover, end quote. So I think, is it really the invasion of privacy? What do you say?
Not when you're married. I'm sorry. Did you have another caller?
No. Let's go on.
Not funny, but...
Is it Google, like, invading privacy by, like, doing that? I mean,
well,
I think they can make an opt-out then, of putting their house or their vehicles or anything like that. And, I mean, I think that there's got to be some kind of a fine print there for Google to put in there. You know, if somehow your face came up into the photo search or your house, let us know and we will delete it. I mean, Google should be able to come up with something like that, and I think they should be able to opt out or let Google know that they don't want to be on that. So I think they're trying to sue. They're suing Google. I don't know for how much or anything. It's gonna sue them for invasion of privacy, or the guy's gonna sue them to go. You know, because the wife wanted divorce. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe they are divorced now or getting divorced or whatnot. We don't know. But still, I think. I smell a lawsuit. I mean, lawsuit of invasion of privacy from this guy. What do you think?
Well, I think a couple things. One, it's not invasion in privacy. If you're married, then you shouldn't be doing stuff that you shouldn't be doing. And if you get caught, then you get caught. You know, it's just the way it is. You know, is what I think. Maybe people will start thinking, maybe I shouldn't do what I, maybe I shouldn't say I'm out of town when I'm not out of town, That's what I think. And if it's Laura's will for her, the wife, or the husband to find out about it, then it's Laura's will. That's what I think. I also think that it could be, a little bit, now if you're not, maybe somebody stalking you, that would be different. But I think that it can have, say your kid, maybe your kid got missing. Maybe your kid said, hey,
it's not. It's not real time. This is not real time.
Okay, so it's not real time. So how does she know how does the wife know that it wasn't 2 weeks earlier when the husband was in town? You know what I'm saying? So if it's not real time.
The thing is, I think it's because he saw it parked in front of the supposedly, the other girl or the other woman. So, yeah, so that's what happened there. So, this guy, the thing is, the article is saying that, this guy's up to, suspecting him, they suspect the husband's lawyer or lawyers will claim he was invasion of privacy. That it would cost him his marriage and Range Rover. So they're going to try to probably settle that with Google if they can get some money off of that.
Well, I think he has no case. I don't think he has a case. His wife discovered that he was lying, and first of all, I don't think they should get divorced. I don't really read in the Bible that the wife should issue the certificate of divorce to husband. That's first of all. But say a husband found out his wife cheating on him, that's not invasion of privacy. That's like saying, don't walk in the bathroom when I'm taking a shower to my husband because I don't want you to invade my privacy. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Just be where you should be. And then nobody has a problem.
So you're trying, is there property? I think, you know, let's say I find out that they have the pictures of our yard in Google, you know.
Yeah.
And I think I should be able to, like, tell Google and say, hey, I don't want that to be in there, you know.
Yeah, I think there's, like, a pros and cons to it. I mean, if you got kids, you know, you don't want people to look and see when your kid's outside. That can be dangerous, you know. You don't want them knowing they're playing outside. So I guess there's pros and cons to it, and I think they're, like, regarding, like, the same thing, like, what I was telling you or saying earlier about, like, if your kid is missing, you know. Well, I think police should have access to that. But I think that...
Well, it's available for everybody.
Yeah, so
I mean, it's a great tool. It's a great tool, yeah. It's a great tool to search for missing, you know. Like, I don't know, I think we talked about that a couple months ago about terrorists using Google Earth to pinpoint location of... special interest or U.S. special interest, and and they're not Google is now actually not willing to help the FBI or CIA or some sort like that. I don't remember, but I think I think that should be subject to for CIA. And what I mean is for the CIA and FBI to be able to use that tool.
Yeah.
You know, I mean they probably have one now. I mean, I don't know. So
I think that, like, you know, if you took that situation out of, like, the wife and the husband and whether or not it's the case, you know, I think that it would be a case for a privacy, you know, because of that, about the terrorist and about just in general, maybe not just terrorists, but, like, people that you don't want to, I mean, maybe you're like your kids, like I said again, they have kids and they're playing outside. You don't want people to watch your kids playing outside. Those could be like some kind of perverted people. Not trying to say everybody's perverted, but you know what I'm saying? So that's what I think.
I think so. I think I know what you're saying. A little bit.
So, yeah, so I guess it, in general, it would be a, a case. They would have a case in general about privacy. But in that particular case, I don't think that it is, because I think that, you know what I'm saying? So in that one particular case, I don't think they would have a case. Like with
there we go. I don't think he has a case either. So let's move on, shall we? This is Great and Feral. Give me a call, 347-884-8125. Also, go to the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/ Great Inferno. That's GR8, the digit 8, Inferno. Yes. And the word retard, so we're moving from that to this. They want to ban the word retard. So the Special Olympics launched a campaign Tuesday to banish the word, quote-unquote, retard. It's a casual insult that derives from an out-of-favor medical term and has long been considered inappropriate. People signed pledges not to use the word, and students gathered to denounce its use at rallies from Florida to Alaska. Over the long term, organizers hope to change the attitudes about people with mental disabilities, who number more than 190 million worldwide, according to the World Health Organization, according to WHO. It says, quote, it's insulting, it's painful, and it hurts people. And especially when they came out with the movie The Ringer. So they want you guys to get the word out, to end the word, and bury it. They say, while the word retard itself was never a medical term, it derives from a phrase, mental retardation, which by around 1900 was commonly used by scientists and doctors. And some says the word should be eliminated from everyone's vocabulary. What do you say, you? They want to eliminate the word retard. Can you do that?
Well, I don't think. Doesn't even make sense. I mean, really. I mean, retardation means the slowing of someone's or something's growth. I mean, if they have retardation, it means that they didn't grow as someone may call normal. So I don't really think they should.
Mental retardation means it's not fully developed mentally. That's what I mean.
Yeah, so I think that, like, they could try, but I don't think that they should. I think it's a, you know, I mean, people are still going to use, I think that in the future they're going to try to ban that word, and eventually it will be banned.
Well, I don't think,
you know,
I think it's up to individuals.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. I'm saying that it's up to individuals, but I think that over time, like generations later, that parents will say, don't use that word, and then the kids, you know, fewer and fewer, like 100 years from now, people probably won't be using that word. That's what I'm saying. Like, it will go by generations, and the parents teaching their kids don't say that word, you know, and I think that's how that's going to get weaned out. However, the people, like, if this world's still 100 years later here, you know, people might still read books, and then they'd be like, what's this word, you know?
Yeah, so, I don't think so. Here's my take.
Okay.
I think by them, I mean, it's you know, I've used it, you know, I don't use it as a derogatory toward, you know, a mentally ill person. I use it just for like a friend's insult, you know. But I hardly use it. I just, you know, once in a while I do. I admit that, you know. Then I will referring to what I get when I get mad and refer to like a person, you know. Forgive me for using that. I apologize on behalf of Great Inferno Show. I apologize for using the word retard. And I will do the best I can not to use that word again. Promise. All right, back to what I was trying to say. So what I was trying to say is, like, by them, like, shining the light into that word, in a sense, you can't use that anymore, and it becomes, like, a taboo. You know what I mean? It becomes, like a cool thing to say now. You know, it becomes, like, you know, like, along with the F word, N word, so and so forth, you know. And if you're going to bleep retard on radio and on TVs and all that, and it's just, it's never going to go away. It's just going to, you know, are you doing that? Hello?
Huh?
All right. Because I heard you saying you scratch. Anyway, but it's just, they can try whatever they want. And I think, like I said, it's up to individual. I mean, if you're educated enough, back when I was not saved, you know, I would use some bad words or words that can hurt people's feelings. But now, you know, as you grow old and you grow wisdom, God gives you a new heart, a new mind. I think again, it's up to individual. What are they going to do? Like, give people tickets, whoever say those words?
Yeah, I think they're like, I mean, it could get to that point where they say that's hate speech, but I don't think it's right. I mean, people have the freedom of speech here in America still,
mm-hmm.
you know. And as of March 31st, 2009. I think that, right, like, over
right.
time,
mm-hmm.
you don't want to hurt people and, you know,
right. so,
stop using
I mean,
that
what
word
about,
if you think that it hurts them.
I can, I mean, I can guarantee you, I mean, what they're going to do is just, like, to label that just like an N-word, just like black people can only say N-word to each other.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's like, so only, like, mentally ill person can say retard to one another, otherwise they get mad.
Yeah,
what about
exactly.
to those
that's
people?
Like,
what about
that's
to those people?
That's kind of hypocritical, huh?
Yeah. Well, what about
can
those little people?
Can they N-word to each other if they're that color? And if
yeah.
they're, like,
oh.
they can just say retard to each other, but they get all offended if somebody white calls them that word? Or
yeah. So.
Against, I don't have anything against colored
what I'm saying
people.
Is, what I'm saying is back to that. So you got slapped on. Anyway. What I'm trying to say is just like, it's a word that it's going to be just like a taboo. So they're going to be, it's probably hurtful for other people, like normal people like me. It's not normal for me to say that to a mentally ill person, but it's okay
right.
for each other to call them each other. I guarantee you they're calling each other that. You know, I'm not there to witness that, but I can guarantee you there's some mentally ill individuals that are calling each other that, and it's okay to them because they're both that, like that. So,
yep.
I don't know. And also, it's just like, what about those people that has the last name retard? I mean, you know, like, what are you supposed to call them? Hey, Mr. Retard, your car is ready.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just like, it's, what about if you have to call it, you have a missing person's last name's, you know, Retardo or something like that. I mean, that's kind of awkward.
Or maybe,
you know,
maybe their name is something like Ricardo and they just can't pronounce that C.
Yeah,
well,
last name Retardo. Ricardo Retardo, your baggage claim's ready. Ladies and gentlemen, missing last name Charles Retard. You know, it's just not gonna fly. So they can do whatever they want. They can do whatever. They can shine the lights on that word. The thing is never gonna go away. I mean, we're talking about it right now. You know, I mean, the people are gonna be talking about that. And this is just like stupid. I mean, I know. It's a step towards, you know, attitudes about people with mental disabilities. And I'm not making fun of that. I'm just making fun of this situation. You know, it's like, what, you know, it's like choking a, you know, we do have, like you said, what do you call that? The freedom of speech.
Yep.
You know, this is like, what's next? You know, a radio host is going to get fired from saying the word retard over the radio?
Well, I see that's possible.
But
if enough listeners say, hey, I don't.
Yeah.
Who's
that dude that got fired by saying that nappy headed hoe or something like that?
That's a white guy, right?
What's his name? Imus, the great Imus.
And now if that was a black guy said that, I don't think he would get fired.
No.
And they would just like reprimand him or I don't know what that word means. But anyway, talk to him about it. And they'll be like, hey, you know.
We don't know. Maybe, I mean, it's just under circumstances. We don't know.
Yep.
We don't know. But you hear that all the time on the hip-hop industry.
Right.
And
they don't like
the lyrics that they make.
TV or the radio.
Well, if they call the radio version of it, you know, they will have a radio version.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, if they don't want that, if it's, you know, like if it's censored, then they will have to change it, you know, like they would have to change it some other words. That's, you know, like the, like all those hip-hop things that you hear, you know, so once in a while they have, you hear bleeps, or sometimes you hear something like stuff, you know, those are the word like change or to, you know what I mean. So that's what happened. Now, why did we go to hip from that to the hip-hop? No, anyway. Oh, boy. So that's the bottom line. Bottom line is that they can shine or they can talk about it. You know, it's never going to go away. It's not going to go away. That word is there and it's there for to stay. But those people that's going to be using that towards other people, that is shame on you. Shame on you, people. Now, I know we're talking about we talked about Barack Obama earlier. Now, the news said that he is going to a European summit, you know, what they call the G20. And on his first president, this is his first presidential trip across the Atlantic. So he hopes, Barack Obama hopes to convince European allies that his young administration can improve the global economy and the United States image. So Obama's 8-day, 5-country trip begins early Tuesday, sending him to meet with European leaders split with the United Nations over the war in Iraq and the treatment of suspected terrorists at Guantanamo Bay. So he goes and sits down with the European allies and European Union leaders, what they call the G20. So what do you think? What should President Obama tell those leaders when he meets them this week? What do you think?
I don't know.
Like, hey, you know, back me up on closing Guantanamo Bay, and take some of these prisoner and take them to Europe.
Maybe.
You think he's going to bargain for that? I think that's what he should say. I just can't hardly wait what they're going to say, what they're going to tell him. They're going to tell him, are you out of your mind? You're the one who wanted them closed down.
Yeah.
You know? So, you have to do, you know, you're going to have to participate on that, or you do it 100%. So what else?
Did
what
they
else
want
to say?
Guantanamo Bay to be closed?
I'm sorry?
Did the European Union want the Guantanamo Bay to be closed?
Well, I don't think majority of them.
Okay.
I think there's got to be some people, like, you know, European leaders would side with Obama on that, but I don't think a majority of that.
See, I think that he should just go over there, nice, and that's it. Not even really talk much about politics.
Well, he is going, they're politicians. They're politicians. Of course they're
going
to talk about politics.
He's going over there for, maybe he can enlighten me and tell me for any great inferno about
I am
the
great inferno.
For him to go over there. You said something about to show him that he's going to make the United States different?
The United States needs European, the European countries, our allies over there. we can't go alone on this global, terror, war on terror. What they say, you can't even use war on terror anymore. They want to put that, they want to erase that. You can't say war on terror anymore. So, they're the one that decided also with the United States over the war in Iraq, and also the treatment of suspected terrorists in Guantanamo Bay. So I think the first thing he's going to say would be, he wants the assurance of. The strength of a relationship between the European Unions and the United States.
Right.
And they're going to be talking about trades, and they will talk about, that's what all politicians talk about, They will talk about maybe, the war on, like, Israel and, Lebanon. They'll talk about, the global crisis, the recession, global recessions, and they're talking about how probably, how they're going to combat that. And I don't know. I'm not going to be, if I'm the president, that's what I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to be talking about helping other countries, helping third world countries, and,
right.
Keeping, what's need to be done in order to, to succeed on certain things as far as, like, helping NATO, helping, extracting terrorists out of Afghanistan and stuff like that. Because it's just for, and politics, there's more, yawning politics things they're going to be talking about there. But it's that's what should President Obama tell you to, he should say,
okay.
Yeah, so.
For
what else do you think he should?
Hasn't already been getting it. With help,
he should
say. Countries. I don't know if we've been getting help.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're helping everybody, even like Hamas and them. I mean, there's money. We're giving them money for their, the Gaza Strip, and who runs the Gaza Strip? The Hamas. I mean, we're giving them money for so-called to build the city. Back to its, Israel bombed them because they were at war with Hamas. Now the United States, I think $900 million, I think, was given to them build that city, some bridges, and buildings and stuff like that. That they're not going to use that for this. They probably use that to buy more guns so they can attack Israel again. Ceasefire and all this stuff in there. I'm sorry, but I know that there's innocence involved and a lot of people getting hurt on that, but it's the Hamas that need to be stopped and their ideology, So that's what Barack Obama needs to be talking about. He needs to talk to them about that problem,
Yep.
He needs to talk about So it's like, hey, he needs to stand up and goes, European Unions, I know I'm this young president in the United States of America, But I can assure you that I will do the best I can to flip this over.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like for you to help me when it comes to Israel. Yeah, that's what he's going to say.
Yeah.
I didn't sound like Barack Obama there, but that's, I can guarantee that's what he's going to say.
Okay.
I almost got him on you on that. So, let's jump into from that to some really interesting topics that we need to talk about. We're doing 9 and 9, by the way, so these are 9 and 9. It's 9:45 an hour. And go to blocktalkradio.com/Great Inferno, go in the chat line, or you can call in 347-884-8125. April Fools in a couple of minutes, so a couple hours. So call in now, and maybe you'll win something. Oh, boy. All right. A British woman apparently bit off her boyfriend's tongue. No, we talked about this. This is the thing. Remember that thing I talked about, the dude in a sham wow?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Wow, sham wow. Look at this. You know, like the dude's just sucking right in the thing, and he's just, you know, got this weird look and skinny dude, like, doing crack all day. That's what he, you know, that's what he's, remember the ShamWow, we talked about that, him hiring a hooker and prostitute ending up biting his tongue. Not
I was
off.
Actually thinking about that after we talked about it, and I was just
yeah.
saying that he should be thankful it was his tongue.
Well, yeah, oh yeah, he should be thankful. And so you lost me there for a minute. No, okay. So apparently there was like alcohol involved, and I know I commented on the Facebook status one of the, earlier or yesterday, I think. I don't know. I can't remember. And this lady, there's some girl there, responded and saying that, you know, a guy should not be beating up women. Or a man should not beating up, should not be hurting women and all that, yada, yada, blah, blah, blah. What's wrong with this guy? I'm like, you know, that, you know, the lady, actually, the prostitute, bit the guy's tongue. You know, where
yeah.
actually, you know, bleeding, or
mm-hmm.
he could have died from, like, you know, losing his blood or whatnot. But anyway, he was just like, and I told him, it's like, well, first of all, we can't use that excuse. Second of all, is that there was alcohol involved. And so I think it's just both their fault, and not just the one. You
yeah.
know, we can't blame the guy for beating the crap out of the prostitute. We don't
right.
know what happened. He's probably drunk, and, you know, someone hurt him. And, you know, he needs his tongue. You know, his job is to talk to people, talk to in front of camera. You know, he needs that tongue. But anyway, back to the subject I'm going to talk about is there's actually a lady from Britain. Let's see, I lost my note here. Oh, okay. She bit off her boyfriend's tongue. Off, like, poof, she spat her on the floor.
Tongue?
Like, tongue, yeah, the tongue.
Tongue.
Blah, 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 tongue.
Wow.
Yeah, and she is actually sentenced to 3 years in prison.
Wow.
She's going to prison for 3 years for biting tongue, you know, biting dudes, her boyfriend's tongue off. So, the lady's name is Tracy Davis, and she's 40 years old, and she's convicted, actually, 3 years ago, and convicted on the charge of grievous bodily harm, as according
mm-hmm.
to the British media report. Now, lady's boyfriend, Mark Coghill, testified in Newcastle Crown Court that the lady had asked him for a smoochy kiss, quote-unquote,
mm-hmm.
on his birthday last October. And when he obliged, she bit off her third of his tongue. So it's, ugh. And then spat it on the floor. So it's a good chunk, you know. Remember that, like, Mike Tyson and Holyfield fight, you know, it's like when
yeah.
Mike Tyson bit off...
I heard about it.
Holyfield's tongue, got a chunk of it and spit on the floor.
Ear, you
whatever.
Mean?
Yeah. Huh? Ear,
yeah.
I mean ear, not tongue, yeah. Well, according to trial testimony, this woman is a recovering alcoholic. and get this, and upset with the boyfriend because apparently she wanted a baby, and he could not deliver it. The judge said this lady has acted. The judge said this lady has acted in an animal fashion, quote animal fashion, unquote, and that was truly appalling. And actually, the news is in the Daily Mirror newspaper, in British. So this is, So something wrong with this lady for doing that. Now, I don't know if there's an alcohol involved, but she's a recovering alcoholic. Once again, alcohol plays a big role in this. I don't care if she's not drunk or drunk at the time, but she is a recovering alcoholic. You know what I mean? That means some of her brain cells already. Yeah.
She wasn't thinking in the right mindset.
No, I don't think so.
But again, praise God, she didn't bite something else off. Also, were they able to reattach the tongue?
No, they're not able to. There's just junk of it, and they said, they're not going to be able to. I don't know if the guy's going to be able to talk. If it's just a tongue, it's just the first third of the tongue, he'll be able to talk. He'll be funny to listen to, but he should be able to talk. He'd be okay.
Too bad.
Now, do you think he should?
Back in Jesus' name.
Right. Do you think she should? What's happened there? Oh, okay. Do you think that she should have gotten maybe a couple more years in prison?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so? Like 5 years? I think 3 years would be enough.
Instead of three, at least.
Yeah. It's a bodily harm. If the guy is he's an announcer, a singer, or a spokesperson, he should be entitled to a compensation, don't you think?
Yeah. I don't know how they'll compensate him unless he's rich, but yeah, I think so. I mean, not right.
Yeah. So, 3 years is not enough. I mean, if someone would bit my tongue off, first of all, why'd you do that? I'll be really, really upset.
Right? That's a lot of blood.
Yeah.
Our husband and my daughter, she fell and she hit a stair, The way she hit it, she actually bit her tongue, a part of her tongue off. It was bleeding a lot. And so, biting off a third of the tongue would probably be bleeding even more than hers
Right. Yeah. Jumping on the next segment over here because we're running out of time. Oh, my goodness. Okay, authorities in Ohio, says a man has been charged with a drunken driving after crashing his, get this, motorized bar stool. A bar stool, you say? It said a 20-year-old man from Ohio has been charged with drunken driving after crashing his lawnmower that he reconfigured with a bar stool. So police said Kyle Wiggle told them that he had consumed 15 beers on March 4th before he headed out of the vehicle that he said he can go up to 38 miles per hour. So the police in Newark, that's 30 miles east of Columbus, Ohio, by the way, say when they responded to a report of a crash with injuries of March 4th, they found a man who had wrecked a bar stool powered by a deconstructed lawnmower. 28-year-old Kyle Wiggle, was hospitalized for minor injuries. Police says that he was charged with operating a vehicle while intoxicated after he told an officer at the hospital that he had consumed 15 beers. Again, that's what he said. He had consumed 15 beers. I'm like, this guy's pretty drunk. Okay?
Yeah.
So Wiggle is pleaded not guilty and has requested a jury trial. Not guilty of what? Okay, this guy's pretty smart. They're putting a bar stool, reconstructing his lawnmower and, serving a purpose of like a go-kart, maybe like a way of transportation. I don't know if he took the lawnmower, I don't even know what you call that. Okay, a lawnmower into the street. So if he did that, he could, that's a violation of city ordinance right there. Plus you can't do that. You can't just put a bar stool on your power and your lawnmower, and drunk. Let alone drunk. You can't do that. What do you think he's gonna? He requested a jury trial. What do you think? Guilty? Not guilty?
Guilty. I think that he thought he was trying to beat the system because he probably thought technically it's not a vehicle. However, technically it is considered a vehicle because when something with a motor goes a certain amount of miles per hour, I think it's 25 miles per hour or something like that. I'm not sure, but I think if it can go at least 25 miles per hour, then it's considered a vehicle, regardless what it's, what parts it's made of.
Well, yeah, and I looked at the picture. It's like it's just, you know, deconstructed. It's like like your cousin Bob would put those together. You know, he has like a little steering wheel and a bar stool on top of it, and maybe I ought to save this picture. Maybe I can, you know, deconstructed mine. I have one there sitting in a garage. But I think, to me,
a push lawnmower.
It's a push lawnmower.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. I mean, all right.
Yeah, and again, I think we have two more on here. Guilty of charge. Okay. 3 minutes here. You're trying to buy health insurance on your own, and you have gallstone. Think again. You'll automatically be denied coverage. Rheumatoid arthritis, how about automatic denial? Severe acne, yikes, probably denied. Do you take metformin or popular drugs for diabetes? Bam, you denied, you're going to be denied. Do you use the anti-clotting drugs, Plavix or Seroquel? Prescribed for antipsychotic or a sleep problem? Forget about it. There's confidential information on some insurance practices available on the web if you know where to look. What's more, you can discover that if you lie to an insurer about your medical history and drug use, you'll be rejected because data mining companies sell information and insurance about your health, including detailed use of prescription drugs. So I'm going through like 100 miles an hour here. Now, the question here, insurance. If you have all those things, you won't. You know, most insurance will reject you. True or false?
I believe that's true. But
it
I believe
true.
There's a way people can get around it too.
Like what?
Some people may be too late, but can you go through those real quick again? What was those? Rheumatoid arthritis. And check out my website. Shop in superhighway.com. Check out for rheumatoid arthritis, the OPC3, natural anti-inflammatory, and rheumatoid arthritis caused by an inflammation in your immune system. So OPC3 also can boost the immune system. Can't guarantee results on that, but definitely it's worth a try, I would say. And with sleeping, we have the anti-aging section at shopwithsuperhighway.com. That will be Dreams with the Z at the end for isotonic L-tryptophan. That's a new product that our company came out with, that we're independent distributors of Mark America.
All right.
So what was the other one? Diabetes, that'd be a level
something like
90.
That. The bottom line, the
maintenance level.
The bottom line here is, if you take care of yourself, you won't be able to, you know, look for anything that would help you physically, you know, like health wise, and look into preventative medicine rather than pharmaceuticals and stuff like that. One more question: what would you do for a Klondike bar?
I would go to the store and buy it.
Oh, okay. Because apparently this guy robbed
a. I would have to go to the store and buy it.
Yeah. So this guy robbed a, trying to steal a Klondike bar, and he was caught, and he's actually trying to pay the clerk $69 for a Klondike bar, so he would not go to jail. Amazing. Yeah. What is that Klondike bar? It's like what, $3 or something like that? But this guy
was like almost $5 for six.
Yeah, but $65, you can get like a big
Klondike bar unless it has that hard chocolate on it, though.
Yeah.
I don't like the soft sandwich.
Anyway, we are going landing for a good night tonight, the 99 for This Is Great Inferno. Once again, thank you for listening. Thank you for my co-host. I am going fishing tonight with my dog named Skip. He has three legs.